participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. We must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom figured my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air, hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike Show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from there.
Okay. You know anything about this?
I know nothing about that. What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from simply from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled, Leave My Penis Alone.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right here, right now.
Oh, come on.
There they are.
There they are.
I know these kids. They're collecting for UNICEF, Mike.
They're older than kids now. I'm tired of seeing them. I don't like that.
There you go. There's a penny for you.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
You may not call them kids, but they definitely are youth.
Yes, of course.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Colored Printer and all the ships at sea. They've never seen a white one before. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show new episode on this
Thursday,
September 26th.
Right.
And here's your phone number for instant access from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. That's neat. That's tight, bright. That's out of sight.
Yeah. Seamless.
That's like a nun's genital area. I mean, that is just,
oh, really?
Wow.
Very nice.
Tight.
Such detail.
Tight. Hello, Don and Mike show. Tight. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we are doing great, thank you.
Great. I called just to actually give you a message that I just started listening to you a couple months ago, and you guys are so funny. My days can be so crappy, and every now and then, you know, you just need something, and you're my release. Thank you so much. I laugh my ass off.
We're your release?
You're my release at the moment, yes.
Oh, my.
Sweet release.
Sweet, blessed release.
But you guys are great. I wanted you to know that you really are funny.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Every once in a while, we need that affirmation.
I think that's good, especially right out of the shoot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to watch Survivor tonight?
I'm not counting on it. Anybody else here planning your evening around Survivor?
Not really.
It's awesome, because some guy ate a rat last week.
Is this Stephen Wright?
Yeah.
And that's never happened on Survivor.
Some guy ate a rat last week.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, what's up, D and M?
Hey, yo.
Hey, man, you know what?
What?
Yesterday's show was like that, man. I was, when you was hyping it up about get your Jergens and your beach towel,
yeah.
I was like, man, I heard strip trivia before. It don't even affect me like that. But that girl, Kim, I don't know what she looked like, and don't ruin the fantasy for me.
No.
Okay.
She sounded like a straight freak, man.
Keep thinking.
She had the best time of anybody yesterday.
Keep thinking that. she was nice. She was great.
Yeah. Lady got back.
We love strip trivia. God damn it, we love strip trivia.
Oh, man, everybody does. How many months are we going to have to wait before we play it again?
Mike, at least till Christmas time.
Oh,
I mean, we can't break it out all the time.
So long to wait.
So many things I've got here in the up front part of the show. Letters, memos, the requests.
And new Packers outerwear for you.
That's all my wife got me for my birthday, was Packers stuff.
That's incredible.
And speaking of her, now I got an instant message from her.
An email?
Right as we're going on the air.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hi, baby. I had a very exciting time at the grocery store.
Wow.
Now.
So she's got a story to tell? Is that what it is?
I would guess. Now, we're jam-packed, so we're going to have to.
I never go to the grocery store where it's not jam-packed with excitement. I love it.
I got your instant message.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
The Giants automated.
What, honey?
I felt like George Bush at the Giants.
Honey, that is old news that you can go to one of the... Yes, you go to one of the checkouts.
Why hasn't anyone told me about that?
I've done it at Kmart, and they're bankrupt.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, because you could be dishonest and sneak a lot of stuff onto the belt.
No, they have alarms.
No, and also, don't they have a way of weighing whatever you've got?
They have.
In
you go between the things, and after you scan it, it deadens that sensor. If you try to do it any other way, you're
All right. Here's the thing. What if you had like Cheerios in your hand and a prime rib, and you scan the Cheerios and put the prime rib down?
Well, then maybe. Well, did you do it?
No, of course not. I'm honest. But I said to the lady, you have to be honest for the system. But it was so much fun. And I would think that I didn't know you knew about it because you love the no personal contact gas stations.
Why do you think we live very close to a Safeway, yet I very honestly spend a lot of my time at a Giant. I go out of my way to go to Giant.
You're excellent Giant choice.
And you might wonder why. Well, the food's all the same.
Yeah.
Well, so Donna Matthews, right?
But the reason is I love that Giant because just for that reason.
So you can scan your own stuff.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
Well, you didn't share that with me, darling, so I'm glad, had the excitement today.
I'm glad you had an exciting time.
All right.
Love you.
Goodbye. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Well, I think it's a pain.
It can be.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I like having somebody put this stuff in the bag.
I feel bad for my wife. Like, that's the highlight of her day.
Does she know a guy's eating a rat tonight on Survivor?
Hello.
She's very excited, though.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Okay.
All right. Hey, I wanted to win one of those trips to Iceland, but I was thinking that you could kick me in the doodads for it.
A trip to Iceland. We will be giving away the trip to Iceland today, but
I don't know. Are they nasty?
My doodads or your feet?
Get out of here, douchebag. We'll be giving away the trip later today.
Iceland.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is Don and Mike?
That's why I said Don and Mike show.
Oh, hey, what's going on? This is my first time calling. I just want to talk to Buzz for a little bit.
Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, I want to warn everybody. Low pressure today.
I know. Trouble ahead.
Yes, hey, sir. I just wanted to know if you're the one that supplied Randy Moss with the weed in his car?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Or no. Tell the truth, Buzz.
Okay.
Yes. They're homies.
It was me.
They're homies. They're old school homies.
And his unofficial title is official weed supplier of the NFL.
And you should see...
And the New York Mets.
You should see Buzz wearing his skull cap.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, nothing more beautiful when Buzz comes in wearing all the gear that Randy Moss gives him.
Every customer gets a complimentary copy of Normal Magazine.
We have a major malfunction, Private Pile.
Oh, no, what?
Computer number 2 is down.
Oh, geez. Does that mean I'm going to have to have close personal contact with Joe?
No, I'll work without the computer for this break.
Work with me.
Wow. Go sans computer.
All right.
Rob, do you have my music for the memo?
Yes, I do.
You got the music? I'm not sure which bit of music to use.
Do we have a new memo from management?
Great memo. Let me just say, this is a memo that shows good proactive management.
Very good.
That's good.
This is a memo that would keep morale high, whether it's here at...
Excellent.
WJFK or any of the radio stations we were broadcast on.
I like that.
In any office across America you might be listening to.
We need that.
It also answers the question, how cheap can Infinity Broadcasting possibly be?
What is it? I can't wait to hear this.
And Alan strikes again with his magic line wand.
Is this from the desk of Alan Limewand?
Well, now... This is a...
Or is he passing along information from corporate?
No, it's a two-headed monster.
Ooh.
It's Mike Friedman, the general manager, or the
chief engineer.
Chief engineer.
Yes, chief in charge.
Alan Linewand,
right.
The general manager.
Huh. Ah.
So, I'm torn which music to play. If we play...
Acting!
This music, because it's cost-cutting and because...
I like the other music better.
You like that music?
That's the one. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll keep the other music. You might change your tune.
All right, very good.
Going on. Okay. It has come to my attention. Oh, hold on. Here is the hotline. Hello, hotline.
The memo is not from Alan.
I know, it's from Mike.
Yeah, I made that mistake too, and I accused him of... being cheap.
Well, I got that. I clarified that. The memo was from Mike, carbon copy to Alan, and then on with the rest of the staff.
Ah.
Okay.
All right.
Just making sure.
Thanks, Chuck.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He's management now, you know. He's trying to... would that be a very transparent attempt to suck up to Alan?
No.
On the part of Charlie Broyhill?
No, I guess.
Walking that line.
I guess so. But still, I got to think... there's a little bit of Alan in this memo.
All right, well, let's hear it.
To WJFK staff. RE, use of the color printer.
Oh, no.
It has come to my attention that many of you are using our color printer to print anything you wish. I remind everyone, its sole purpose is to print color graphics and photos for presentation purposes. It's not necessary to print color internet web pages for email, sports, world news, or multiple copies that you might not need. Such pages waste ink.
Precious ink.
It's super expensive to maintain the 4 cartridges which provide color graphics.
The words super expensive are used.
It's super, it's super expensive.
Capital letters?
Wow. From this point on, I am monitoring the print jobs by log-on names.
This is not good.
No, make certain when you log off... Excuse me. Make certain you log off when you are not using a computer, or you might get a visit from me inquiring about your excessive color printing. Color printing privileges can be taken away from those who abuse it.
Ouch. Wow.
I am happy to provide you with this helpful tool. Just don't abuse it. Feel free to see me if you have any questions.
Now,
thank you.
How much of this is cost-cutting, and how much of it is just not wanting to change the cartridges?
They are expensive, but you know...
Now, what's expensive?
They are prohibitively expensive. They are not like...
They are super expensive.
I don't know that they're super expensive.
What is the cost?
I think they are like $8 a cartridge for my printer.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah. Right, they're under $10.
And, like, how often do you have to change them?
Not very often if you start using carbon paper.
If you start using mimeographs.
Yeah.
Get one of those. Like Bobby. The mimeographs of all the kids smelling Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Cranking the Ditto Maker.
Let's call Acting General Manager Alan Weinwald.
You know, this is fresh on the heels of the Miss Bobby no eating at the front desk rule. Yeah, and no gathering at the front desk.
Wow.
Which used to be really a nice gathering
meeting
spot.
Place.
A watering hole, if you will.
Yeah. You know, the company's going
Hello.
Mad.
This is Alan Line, One, Infinity Broadcast.
Let me try the general manager. Engineer.
Chief engineer.
Mr.
Mike Friedman.
Mike Friedman.
What's wrong with this? Why are we having trouble with this guy? Low pressure.
Yeah. That's what it is. Is that where he's at?
He's at the rack room right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep. Putting someone into the rack.
Jesus. How cheap can one place be?
Pretty cheap.
He's at the rack room collecting crimped wire.
I'm going to be a hero now to the staff.
What she's going to do is melt down the crimped wire and make other wire out of it.
Once again, I'm going to watch me. I'm going to make this happen.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Chief Engineer Mike Friedman has entered the building.
Looking
mighty concerned.
What is your major malfunction?
Quite honestly, I couldn't care less. But look, it's $75 a month or however often to change the normal cartridges that we had prior to color.
Right.
And now we're going through the color ones, which they take four cartridges.
Right.
Yes. And they're $125, $125 a piece. And we went through it in a month.
Well, Rob, you said $8.
That's what it is on the home computer.
And look,
it's $125.
Where are we buying them?
Yeah, where,
color.
It's $125 a cartridge?
It's crazy. And then there's a drum that's $125.
But now keep in mind, this is a gigantic workplace that
right.
employs, 75, 100 people.
How many times do you normally have to change the cartridge with normal use?
Well, you know, this is our first color piece and color laser.
So there's no precedent, is there?
No, but here's the thing. It's
Mike,
not a matter. No. Hold on now.
Mike. Go ahead.
Calm down.
Go ahead. I'm going to save the day here.
It's the fact that sports pages are being printed that are left behind, and it's like, well, darn.
Wait, a question. What do you care? Let me ask you to sell out the biggest offenders right now. Rat on whoever the biggest offenders are.
Oh, I have no clue, honestly, I don't care.
You don't know who the biggest offenders are?
I don't care. I really don't.
Do we, Rob, use the color printer on our show?
You know what? I'll go ahead and admit right now, I have printed out over the past 2 months, three pages.
Three pages.
I have.
Lisa?
I know I'm guilty of it. Lisa, have you?
Hey, wait. Yeah, I use it. The things that I have, all the best of sheets and everything, are color-coded, so I do print them out on
the color. Let me just say that.
You color them yourself?
It is $125
yeah.
a month. Is that what it's costing us?
Yeah. Oh, no. If we continue at the rate we're going at, it's more like $500.
$500
a month?
$500 a month.
Okay. Well, then the next month is on me.
Hey!
Okay.
Not after that. Was just getting a point across.
No, and I'm getting a point across.
Okay.
That this is friggin' ridiculous. I wipe my butt with this memo.
Really, do we know that it's $500 a month?
Yeah, because when...
Well, then I'm paying it. I'm paying it right now, and I'm telling everybody for the next month, knock yourselves out. Print all the porno, print all the sports pages you like.
Don will contribute the next month $500, and I will tell you, Mike, for the next month, and I use it all the time, I won't print anything out. I won't print a thing out
great
for the next sacrifice, really.
Put something right here and say you're busting it.
$500. And I used to like to, you know, straddle that and, you know, make a copy of my genitals.
I would be glad to pay so that the people,
in color,
so that the people I work with do not have to suffer yet another slap in their face, another injustice.
The flesh tones are so fleshy.
What is next? What is next? First, it's no eating at the front desk.
Yes, and no gathering.
No
gathering at the front desk.
No, none of the women's club meetings that they have at the front desk.
As a matter of fact, anybody, I would like to invite anybody that would gather at the front desk to gather in the green room where I will provide food today. We'll get some pizzas, because you know what? I'd like to respond to that memo, because that was the memo, no eating. So anybody that would have gathered at the front desk, we'll get some pizzas. Joe, order a couple of pizzas, put them back in the green room, and anybody that wants to gather can do it there.
I'm serious as cancer. Hold on, let me call my account. Serious as cancer. I'm serious as D-cancer.
Wow. WDM.
Ouch.
That's me, the world's dumbest millionaire.
Throwing it around again. $500.
Well, Mike.
Print
Hello?
Away.
Baby.
Yes, sweet peanut. I hear you.
I need a corporate. I need a.
I don't care for that.
I need a corporate check tomorrow.
I don't care for that.
Honey, it's principal.
I know, but you had principal with Bob Levy, and that was a good
one. Yeah. Oh, everybody's on the phone. God damn it.
Hello?
Hang up, please, sir.
Hello?
Hang up. I'm doing good here now.
But I'm the CEO of Geronimo.
All right, well, then it's coming out of my allowance, then.
Okay, well, that's going to cut down on cigars for next
year. Yeah, what the frig?
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. What the frig? All right, I'm writing him a personal check right now.
Oh, don't do that. Let me do it on the corporate.
Yeah, do it on corporate. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then tomorrow I will have a check for you for $500. Now, who do I make this out to? Do I make this out to Bastard, Mr. Bastard, Mr. Sheep Bastard?
Hey, I'd say better than I was attempting, and there was no real attempt at it.
Right.
I've made a point. That's all.
All right.
Okay, can
Take
we turn
money.
That in?
Take your wife out.
On your expense account, can we turn that in then?
No, I really want to make a statement, because I know this is a bluff on his part, on Mike's part. I just wanted to make a statement. Now I've made a statement, because I know if people go nuts now, nuts, that, you're going to come back with another one of these memos.
Don, is there a chance you could make a color copy of that memo for me?
You bet, Mike.
Thank you.
You bet.
Leave me as a joke. I felt like...
Right.
Sending it in color.
Oh, okay. It's sending it in color.
As a
funny.
Joke.
Right.
That would have been funny.
Mike, how are you doing? In all seriousness, how are you? How are things at home? Everything cool? Everything good?
Everything.
Are you under the gun here at all? I mean, it's been a tough environment. We know it's been a difficult year. Are you okay? Are you seeing anyone? Are you seeing anyone professionally? What's that?
Am I seeing anyone?
Because, between the three of us, we got people that can help.
Nope.
Really?
Add buzzer to that triangle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said three. Yeah. I said three.
Oh, three, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I meant three of us.
If you three are the referrals, how strongly would you recommend these people?
All right, baby, just get that check for me, please.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye. So you heard it from my accountant.
Okay.
I will have a check for $500 tomorrow laid out to WJFK specifically for color printing for the next month from now until October 26th.
When is the last time you took a lengthy vacation? I am not making any statement here. I am just curious. I'm concerned.
It was last weekend for one day.
So you haven't had when was the last time you strung a week together, like a whole week?
It's been a while.
Like how long? Roughly.
Over a year.
Mike. Oh, go.
Can I tell you something?
Mike,
you...
that's the problem.
Mike, can I tell you something? You want to hear something really rough? It's been almost 3 weeks since Mike and I have been on vacation.
And we are. You know, if I had a twig in my hand right now, I'd break it in two because we're ready to snap.
We're fried.
Yeah.
We're fried.
Mike, you need a vacation.
I almost called in sick today. I'm upset the blue flu today.
I'll gladly take one. Can you guys arrange with Alan?
I'd be happy to. I really would. Do you think Smoot, can Smoot hold down the fort?
Absolutely.
Probably. Go see if you can find... Alan.
Yeah, let's see if we can take care of this right
Bring
now.
Bring him in here.
And that's what this memo is. He hasn't had a vacation
cry
in a
for
year.
Help,
really.
My God.
It's a desperate cry for help, Buzz. And this is now, I'm so glad that I knew there was something up.
Yeah. When's the last time you got a little of the old,
It hasn't been long.
Hasn't been long.
So you've been banging your wife. Good.
That is a good thing.
Banging her good and hard. Mike,
I'm not going then.
I'm not going there. He needs a vacation. No.
Yeah. Where would you like to go? Would you like to go?
Home is fine by me.
No. That's a man who has been beaten to a pulp by this office. Home would be fine for a vacation. Home is not a vacation. Home is just work with people you love. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, it's me.
Alan, we got a fire here. Hey, we got a fire.
Hey, can you come in here, please?
We need you desperately.
You know what? The last time I came in...
No, you're not going to walk out. We're not going to walk out. We just
Alan,
be good.
I swear to God, we're not walking out.
This is some business we need to take care of, and we desperately
please?
Need you.
Okay, I've got to finish up a very important meeting. As soon as I'm out of this meeting...
All right, well, then never mind. We'll do it on the phone.
Is the meeting about us?
No.
Well, then it can't be that important.
It can't be that important.
Then listen, this deal about, first off, about use of the color printer.
Yeah.
Alan, really, how cheap can you be?
Me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Alan, come on. You're telling people that they're not going to be able to use the color printer?
I thought we got a color printer to use.
See, the memo came from Mike Fried, yeah.
Didn't you get the memo? Now, did you run this memo past Alan?
No, I haven't been able to speak to Alan.
Oh, all right.
Oh, well, then, Alan, you're off the hook here.
Hey, he wrote, Mike Friedman wrote this very, 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 very tough memo about using the color printer.
Because he's stressed.
Stressed up. You know why? Because he hasn't had a vacation in a year. Over a year.
Well, Mike, take the rest of the day off.
Very good.
All right.
No, I think it is very expensive to run those printers, but...
$330.
I'm not aware of it being a problem yet.
Well, now, according to Mike's memo...
Takes 2 hours off.
It's super expensive to maintain the four cartridges which provide color graphics, and I'm now looking on our LaserJet 4550 color printer, and I'm seeing that the cartridges cost... black is $89. Yellow is $119.
Magenta.
What is that?
Magenta.
Hi there, world's dumbest millionaire here. $119.
That's a lot. That's actually a lot of money. That's a lot more than I thought it was.
Yellow.
And red is $119.
Is there fuchsia?
There's not a fuchsia, Mike.
But you know the real problem, Alan, is that we're looking at a guy. That is really crispy.
I mean,
he's ready to snap. He's going to kill somebody
on the edge. Listen to this memo, Alan.
Go ahead.
From this point on, I am monitoring the print jobs by log-on names.
It begins.
Make certain you log off when you're not using a computer, or you might get a visit from me.
There's the threat. There's the threat.
Inquiring about your excessive color privileging, color printing. Color printing privileges can be taken away from those who abuse it.
Now, the question, Alan, that I have for you, I mean, do you want to send this guy away, give him a little time off, or, you know, do you want one of your sales guys to get a soldering iron in the eye?
Nah, I think he could take the rest of the day off, but I actually like the tone of that memo.
With the rest of the... Oh,
Mike, very nice tone.
We haven't made any progress at all.
Alan, I want you to know something. I have already run this by my business accountant, the lovely Miss Frida, and I'm paying for the cartridges for this broke dick radio station next month. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I'm paying $500 so the people here, thank you, Rob, can print their brains out next month.
Wow.
Hi, Jessica.
That's very big of you. I appreciate that.
That's, you know what, Alan just...
Well, why don't you just do it for the rest of the year?
A brief word of advice. That's what a leader does. That's what a man who makes things happen does.
Wow.
And I'll make you a deal.
Yes.
I will gladly pay for the computer printer for not only the rest of this year, but for 5 more years... But that's really...
Hint?
That's kind of on you, Alan.
That's up to you, Al.
Geez, I wonder what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, we probably shouldn't talk
about
that.
Don't know. All I know is that I'm here, you know? I'm paying for it. Everybody, print your ass off.
You know what? If you give Mike, like, a long weekend...
Yeah.
Give him one day off, at least, like, maybe in the next couple of weeks, I will pay for him to take his wife to the Breezeway Motel.
What, you mean that FB place up the street?
Absolutely. For a little escape weekend. I think they have weekend specials.
That's where guys go to take their F bitches.
Yes, this is true.
And their FB.
What's more romantic than that? I'll even pay for the bug-free room.
Ah, I'll make that deal.
Very good.
Hey, listen, seriously.
Yes.
There's no Redskins game this weekend. Mike has no NFL stuff to tie him down.
Why don't you just let him go?
Just let him go now and
give him tomorrow off.
And let him come back Monday.
How about that? So he gets a nice day with
his first of all, I don't know Mike wants to do that.
Let's see if Mike, would you, if Alan offered that, and, you know, you could take tomorrow off and have a nice long weekend, surprise your wife, who would probably be thrilled. We could call your wife right now and tell her.
Would you like to take a nice 3.5-day weekend?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
What, really? Are you serious?
Yeah, but I've got work to do.
I mean, I think Mike took off Monday.
Yeah. Yeah,
which was great,
the vacation,
right?
I was boasting
of. Yeah, hold on. He took off Monday, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't he work on Sunday?
No. Joe. What is Joe arguing?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah. look at how Joe is just wasted.
I think you need to look at it. It's not printing properly. My picture of Cindy Crawford came out all negative.
Joe's just like wasted.
We're down a cartridge. Oh, geez, I need to go replace it.
Oh, Joe just wasted.
That's killing me. Oh.
He printed out this picture of Cindy Crawford. It looks like you're looking at her through Jordy LaForge's...
Let's say somebody ate them. It looks like you look at it if you ate mushrooms.
Yeah, you know, when you see something through Jordy LaForge's visor on Star Trek?
That's fine to me. Like Predator.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, Alan, so we're clear on these two issues. I will pay...
What two issues?
I will pay for the printer.
Yeah, great.
For the next month for the radio station.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And you will give Mike Friedman the day off.
And I will pay for Mike to seriously go to, would you like a night at a fine hotel? Would you like to go like to, what's the one over in Tyson's Corner? The real fancy one.
The Ritz-Carlton?
Would you like to go over to the Ritz-Carlton?
Hey, that'd be fine.
For Friday night? I'll pay for Friday night.
So you're giving him off now. He can leave right now. He doesn't have to come back till Monday morning.
Well, you know, I'm sure he'll be able to leave when he finishes everything.
Well, you know what? Where's Smoot? Smoot can pick up the slack.
He can do it.
Oh, yeah. Right? Smoot can do that. Yeah.
Alan, imagine what this does for morale.
Great. Okay, for his morale.
Yeah, I mean, look at me smiling already. He's happier.
And for your job is being...
Here comes Wendell.
Your job,
Wendell always responds to our call.
Your job is being the lead cheerleader here at the good ship WJFK. Wendell, are you fine with Mike taking a day off?
You rang?
Are you okay with Mike taking a day off?
I got a little bit of a cold, but that's okay.
Now, Wendell,
are you faking
on
that, Wendell, or
I'm faking that. I do have a cold.
Oh, you do have a cold? Okay. Yeah. Could you pick up the slack if Mike took tomorrow off?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you know, as I recall, this all started off where you said, when was the last time you had a week?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. If you want a week.
The day's off.
You know, but I mean, I'll pop for the night. That's part of my deal.
Yeah,
I've
got it coming up in January.
Really? Okay, yeah, but I think it was 3-day week.
Tell me, why don't you just take the 3-day week?
Come on.
Oh, I'm going for it, too.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah, go for tomorrow. And
right now.
Take off.
Now, Mike, go right now, though.
Right now.
Right now.
We're going to monitor you.
Run.
Wendell, you can handle it.
Hey, Lisa.
I got it. As long as during the break you can help me pull this cable into the Pratt, too.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Follow Mike Friedman up to his office right now and call me on the hotline. I want to hear him getting in his
car.
And
you want me to pull cable during the commercial break?
If you can tape it onto the end of the rack room.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Just show me what to do. I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, Wendell. Acting John Engineer Wendell Hall.
Can I go help? Can I go help Wendell now?
Can you do it during a break?
Yeah, I'll do it during a break.
All right, Alan.
But hey, you're doing a great job running the show.
As I have.
Yeah, what do you need me for?
As I have for the last 12 years, Alan.
There you go.
Hey, what do we need you for? Think about Monday.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, very good.
All right, so listen. No BS. Mike Friedman's off.
All right, well, listen. He's capable of getting everything done, and I'm sure he can take
it. No. He's done.
Alan's given his blessing.
He's off. And I'm buying the printer cartridges for the next month.
And I'm paying for a night for Mike Friedman at a hotel.
Great. And what do I get?
Well,
our undying respect.
How about this? An employee who maybe on Monday will come in and not constantly doodle on his notepad, ways to kill myself. How about that?
All right.
Very good.
How about you won't walk in Mike Friedman's office and see all of those skulls that he has drawn on the wall? Or it looks like he's playing hangman, but actually he's just drawing little pictures of himself hanging.
Well, you know, with like a knife in his neck and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Blood spurting.
He won't make it to January.
Yeah, his...
those pictures, I was watching The Bodyguard this morning. It's like the pictures that the psycho sends to Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
Disturbing.
Or think about an American Psycho. When Secretary finally opens up Patrick Bateman's day book.
Sure.
His day planner, and she sees that he has all those pictures drawn.
Mike Friedman doesn't walk by an ATM without seeing the sign say, "Feed me the kitty."
All right, thank you, Alan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're a great leader.
Thanks, yeah. Alan.
One of the great leaders of our time.
That is terrific.
Alan Linewand.
Fantastic. You've done some good here today.
On the phone now, I believe, is Lisa Herndon.
Hey, guys.
All right, are you with Mike Friedman, our chief engineer?
I am with him right now in his office.
Hey, what is he doing? He should just get his ass out of there.
He's got his bag on his shoulder.
Right.
He's got his papers and his keys in his hand.
Excellent.
All right, get walk
he's
down.
Not back. He's not back until Monday.
You're not coming back until Monday, right?
I don't know that.
Why don't you know that? He doesn't know that.
Oh, okay. He knows it.
Okay, he knows that.
Tell him
he's
he knows it.
He's borrowing a PlayStation game from the sports junkies because he's going to have some free time this weekend.
Hey, he knows how to live in the fast lane.
Oh. Let me call his wife.
Yeah, we got to call his wife.
He wants to call your wife.
Is she home?
Where is she?
Yeah, he's going to have to page her. He said she's probably seeing patients right now.
She's a doctor?
Is she a doctor? Yes.
She's a doctor?
All right, hold on a second.
She's
I'll get
a doctor.
Yeah, all right.
Psychiatrist. And every inside line is ringing. Hold on, please. Hello?
Hey, it's Tony.
Hi.
I got an engineering issue. Who do I go to?
Wendell.
Wendell?
Yeah, go to Wendell.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I need the acting chief right now. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
What's that about?
Come on, Tony. God damn it, Tony.
Hey, I couldn't hear, but was that Charlie calling to tell you to break?
No, that was Tony.
Tony.
It was Tony.
I gotta go run some cable.
All right, well, I know I'm gonna break right now.
Okay, well, break and say goodbye to Mike Friedman.
Bye, Mike. Bye, have
Mike.
A nice 3-day weekend.
Go along, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Hello, guys. Thanks for the 2 hours off early today.
No,
oh, and beautiful rainy day, too.
Don't come in tomorrow.
Don't come in. Enjoy your rainy day at home.
I hope I don't see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, listen, you bastard. Don't come in to work tomorrow.
I mean, we're taking the heat if something doesn't get done.
Okay, I hear you guys.
It's our responsibility. I'm going to help Wendell drag cable or whatever.
Don't.
Yeah, somebody needs to help Wendell drag some cable.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, go. Get your wife to drag your cable, okay?
Okay.
Go.
All right.
Go. We don't want you here tomorrow.
Okay.
Very good.
Go.
And I want this as a message to the rest of the staff. Don't write a nasty memo and think you're going to get the same treatment. Mike hasn't had a long vacation in a year. He's very stressed out. Who you calling?
Trying his wife.
Elkie.
His wife's at home.
Okay. Elkie. His wife's name is not
Elkie. Call his wife Zsa-Zsa. Zsa-Zsa Friedman.
Is Sophia Friedman at home?
Brittany. Brittany Friedman.
It is. Wow, who knew? Well, Rob did.
Her name is Elkie.
Rob.
Who knew?
All right,
well, she ain't. You know what?
That's a cool name, yeah.
I was going to say we'll leave a message, but he'll probably be home before she will.
Man.
So there you go. Elkie.
Fantastic.
All right.
This is great, and, you better have something planned for tomorrow.
So we've done some good.
I know he's a family man. Make it a family day. Take the kids out of school.
No.
Take them to, like, Wally World or something. No. You wanted it to be romantic.
No, I wanted to have a real vacation. Just let him do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, his kid is young, like 20 months old.
Oh, really?
Boy. Yeah.
All right.
All right, well then, send the kids to daycare and play PlayStation for a day.
Absolutely.
Just Elkie.
Just sit on your ass.
And whenever he wants to use that, that night at the Ritz, go ahead, have a night at the Ritz.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, baby.
Maybe he'll forget about it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hi, baby.
Much deeper now than you are.
I have to say, I've heard some ridiculous stuff in my life.
Right.
But this is the most ridiculous. I own a small business.
Mm-hmm.
We run about 10,000 color copies a month.
Is this Joanne of Joanne's Bed and Bath Shop?
No.
Okay, I'm just taking a guess.
All right. We run about 10,000 copies a month. We're a small business. But we suck it up. It's a cost of business. Alan has sticked that color copy up his butt.
Whoa.
All right.
I mean, what a moron.
Wow.
He really is. He's got 75 people working for him. What a way to keep people happy.
I know. Listen, that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. This is great that everybody's being able to vent through us. I like that.
Don Mike, hello.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hey.
This is Pat. I'm work up in Linthicum.
Hi, Pat.
What are you paying for these cartridges? Because I remanufacture them, and I can give them to you cheaper.
Remanufacturing?
Yep, I'll bring them down Monday.
Retreads. Hey, fantastic.
How much do retreads cost?
Well, let's see. I'll give you black, $75, yellow, $95, cyan, $95, get to $95.
Kiss my ass. That's $8 difference.
Don't exploit us, you
please.
Pump. Jack off.
Total hump. I'd rather pay retail. Anyway. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
That's just the way I live my life.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
I'm a retail type guy.
Brand name. You're a full retailer.
Brand name, retail. As a matter of fact, overcharge me.
No sale prices for you.
Overcharge me. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, since yesterday was strip trivia, do we get to hear my favorite gay columnist? Call him today.
I don't know if he's gay. But
allegedly.
Are you referring to
Gregory Wilson?
Yeah, Craig Wilson.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that today.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, but I don't know where this stuff about his sexuality comes in.
Yeah, can you make me a color copy of that column?
Comes in. Absolutely. All right, clear the lines now. Let's get a call number 100 for the secret sound, 877-365-3636. We are getting dangerously close to getting a winner.
And dangerously close to Mike Friedman's head exploding.
And I want to tell you something. The clue that I have today...
Is it going to be over the top?
If you don't get it after the clue I give you today...
I won't get it.
You are a moron.
Okay.
Really? Because the jackpot, being as I've just paid $500, the jackpot is now down to $100.
$100. We're going to have a winner today.
Secret Sound, good luck. Be the 100th caller. We'll be right back, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They can grow up to 3 feet long, walk on their fins, and live on land for several days, devouring other fish and birds and ducks. And they breed like crazy. Now there's possibly even thousands of fish in that pond. Line 4, Larry in Virginia. You're on the air with Drudge.
Matt Drudge, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I have a theory about these fish that can walk on land. You'll notice they went from New York City over to Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk on their own, correct? Do you think it's more than a coincidence that perhaps maybe they walked all the way to Maryland because...
Oh, they hitchhiked down the 95?
They walked down 95. They can't hear Don and Mike on in New York City anymore.
There he goes. Yeah, classic.
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we do our best.
Oh, yeah.
For call 100 here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. Mike, call 100?
Yes, you are. And who are you?
My name is Kevin.
Hi, Kev. Where are you from?
I am from the Atlantic City.
All right, Atlantic City, here you go. You won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss an online chat with Uncle Junior's right-hand man, Bobby Bacala. Is it Bacala?
Bacala.
Bacala. Bobby Bacala, the big fat guy.
Bobby Bacala.
On HBO.com. Immediately following the episode Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Yeah, forget about it.
On HBO. Now you will play for $100.
I'm ready for that clue.
I've never heard the show. I haven't heard your show in a while, so this is my first time.
Oh, brother.
I listen to
you know what?
Before you change your times, I listen to you all the time.
Well, you know what? The clue might help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready for this clue.
Use the clue. An everyday common sound.
I'll give it a shot.
Let me say... The clue today has everything to do with the memo. That's all.
Okay.
Today's clue is the memo.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, I'm going to write it down.
All right. Buzz, you are correct.
Okay.
Mike? You got it? Let's see if you've got it.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, as I said, if you don't have it now, you're a moron.
Yeah, I agree.
Who, me?
No, not
Mike,
you.
Mike, you're a moron.
Ouch. You're telling me something I already know, Don.
Okay, for $500.
And now I'm the only one out of the loop.
We will play the sound.
God damn all of you.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
New Sammy Davis Jr.
New Sammy.
Yeah, I don't need you on this one, Rob.
All right,
how many guesses
dollars
before?
Name this sound.
All right, did you hear that one? Play it for you again.
I don't need
that. Thank you. Oh, is he standing in attention to help you?
I thought it was the other one.
It's too hot. And they call it the birth of the blues. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Mama Whippoorwill.
For $500. Excuse me. Strike that.
$100.
Your Honor, for $100, what is that sound?
First of all, how long has it been since somebody even... How long has it been on Not Guest? Been a long time?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. I got to take the first shot.
No. Everybody's taken a shot for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I haven't listened to it. I haven't listened to it in about...
That's your fault.
Not our fault.
I'll say it is a copy machine.
A copy machine. No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Nope, I was sure we'd give it away that time.
I got it.
Thanks, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. Mike. Yeah, there you go, Mike.
Welcome.
There you go.
I'm part of the club now.
Welcome. Now the question is, will someone get it next time?
I guarantee somebody will get it next time.
You know what? We'll bet.
I will bet you...
We'll bet when we do the contest.
I will bet you double or nothing on my bet of going down to the...
Negative.
Gay bar.
Negative. Mike, we have to welcome a guest now.
All right.
A guy, a good friend of ours, Patton Oswalt.
You mean our good friend from...
King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Yeah, he's here. He's somewhere here.
Is he in the building?
Yeah.
Was he coming in?
Yeah, that's where Broyhill was when he called to defend Alan. Charlie was...
Nobody told me he was... Nobody tells me anything on this show. We don't... Nobody tells me when we're going to get a guest. Nobody tells me... did you know he was coming in?
Yeah, well, what did you need to know for?
I guess I don't need to know. I'm out of the loop, but I mean, it's really... Hi, it's nice to see you.
Hey, Baden.
How are you? Good long time no see. How the hell are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Still remember the greatest line he ever had on that... I forgot what it was, the roast you were doing, and you were looking at, like, Abe Vigoda and all these people, and you said, I see dead people.
That's right.
That made me laugh out loud. Did you just wake up or something, Patton?
You know what, man? I woke up early, but now it's like my body decided that I'm going to just now have gotten up.
Patton Oswalt is a funny man.
Yeah, very funny man.
Funny man. A professional funny man, and yes. Also a
I'm a chortle maker, I like to call myself. I make chortles.
you're a guy that you're on the Leah show. It's Spence.
The Leah show.
Yeah.
Spence.
That's what we call it.
He's the guy.
Boy, you're just straight. You know what you are? You're like a little boy just getting out of bed.
Oh, would you like to sit?
I'm going
to
sit down.
All right, have a seat.
Doing your stretchies and everything.
Now, do you have everything? Do you have everything you need? Is there anything we can get? You have your water. Is there anything else we can get you?
Could you get me a copy of The Dragon Riders of Pern by Anne McCaffrey?
Thank you.
Rob, I would appreciate it.
He's possible for literacy. There you go.
Now you guys have lost me. Now I'm the one out of the loop.
I literacy. Caught you by a bug.
Oh, man. I forgot when we were out there and we were hanging out with him how
right.
funny he is, like, on and off. And the day we were out there with the King of Queens was, like, a lot of you. They were using you quite a bit.
That's
in the
right.
In the
what
scene.
Was that episode? I remember you...
It was an episode where you were moving
yes.
in with Doug and Carrie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then I had to keep stripping naked in front of her.
Absolutely.
That's correct. Yeah. Now, are you still a featured performer on King of
Queens?
Oh,
yeah. They just... we just shot... Oh, I wonder if I can... I guess this would be a spoiler. We just did an episode. I won't tell the whole plot, but my story is that my TiVo thinks that I'm gay. And I'm fighting with it. I'll just leave it at that. It's resolved in a very funny way.
I like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, King of Queens.
Yeah.
You talk to Leah at all?
Yeah.
She mentioned us at all?
Yeah? Well, is there weirdness?
Yeah.
Because she
not like we're using you or anything.
Well, no. She was acting like there's something weird. I feel like I'm back in high school and I'm taking notes between, like,
right.
a friend of mine that broke up with somebody. What happened?
Well, here's what happened. Is that...
this might be an excuse.
Okay. What?
With Patton here, it might be a...
But we didn't have Patton on the show to be the go-between between
no.
us and Leah.
I know. I'm simply saying...
Patton here on his own merits.
I understand that, yeah. And he's a very funny man. I'm just saying, with him here, it might be an opportunity to make a phone call.
I don't want to intrude on Patton's time.
All right.
Maybe after Patton
and
leaves.
Maybe after he leaves, we could say, you know, we just had Patton.
Yeah.
And
also, Don has his pride.
Yeah, but you know what will happen.
He's tapped into it, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll call, and we'll get the thing with, we'll get her sister. We'll get our pushy sister who will say, Leah's not available now.
I like Nicole. I'm attracted to Nicole.
Can she call you later?
I am, Rob. I really am.
All right, now here's...
What happened?
I would.
Here's what happened.
I don't know what happened. I just sit in my dressing room and play video games, man. I don't know what's going on there.
Over the summer, we were going to have Leah be on the show. I mean, and not just be on the show. She was going to sit where you were sitting.
Oh.
And she was going to be in the third chair.
Yeah.
And then there was the problem that she didn't want to fly.
No.
And she didn't want to take a train.
Right.
And she didn't want to go to New York, and she didn't want to go to New York.
So we decided as a gesture of goodwill, we would fly out to Los Angeles, and we would do the show for a week from Westwood One out in Los Angeles, and Leah would come in and join us.
She didn't like it. I think she found out.
Well, there was also a lot of stuff going on around our show right after she joined the show. Very bad stuff going on.
But also I think that she really found out what our show was about. That she had only heard the show.
I don't think she was really into the naked cruelty of our program.
When we would have her on the telephone and we'd be kissing her ass.
She didn't know the whole the bigger picture.
And the thing is,
that
once,
what you're saying?
Yeah, once she was in the show, once she was for a short period of time actually a member of the show, she was open, as far as I was concerned, to the same torture that we put all of ourselves through.
Pat, and you can relate to this because you work a lot of comedy clubs, you're around comedians.
Yeah.
And as unpleasant as comedians are as human beings, disc jockeys are worse. And she found that out about
comedians
us.
We're super unpleasant.
But
yes.
We sure did. Yeah.
We did, but it got to a point where, the real us came
through. Well, here's what happened. Like, the first day when she complained about having no coffee and having no fruit, we went, okay, ha-ha, funny.
Yeah.
Well, the next day, we got up at 6 a.m. and went to some deli in
we got everything.
Culver City. I mean, we brought a gigantic platter of stuff.
A roasted pig?
No, really, we went out of our way to get all of this stuff, all of this crap.
Fondue pot.
And then the next day, she came in, as I recall, the next day, she bitched again that no one had gotten her coffee.
But it wasn't all her. It was all of us. It was the way we all got along. It was tense.
No, you know what? She wanted to be treated like a star.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
And I'm, color me guilty. I was the ringleader of this. If you're going to be on the show, you're going to be treated like
a
regular girl who's on the show. Yes, you're beautiful, you're funny, you happen to be on a TV show, but we're going to do some bits that you don't. And that was the other thing that killed me.
What?
Was we would start doing a bit, and she would say on the air.
Oh, yeah, she would say, this isn't funny.
She'd say, this isn't funny.
And it was killing us.
She'd say, boy, this stinks. So finally I said, well, go ahead and do it. Yeah, and then she just sit there. And one day she got mad. She walked off one day.
Been the thing, though, that it's this, like, you guys just fight? That you could have turned that into a segment.
Well, now, we actually did. And we made it through the week, but then it was, when the dust settles on something like that, you determine that maybe it wasn't the best thing in the world.
And after the week of going out to Los Angeles, the fault was that she would have the company put a microphone in her house so that she would be able to be on the show, yet she wouldn't have to travel.
Right.
So,
and that's very difficult to do because it's just, we work with eye contact and all that.
Yeah.
And what she's doing is she's sitting on her couch with her sister, and, we are listening during the commercials, and we hear them because the
microphone. But you still love her.
Oh, yeah, I love her with all of my...
And so do I.
I think she's great.
All of my
she
mom,
is
great.
Yeah. She's Amen. Fun. She's yeah, a well, great... And she's a very generous person, and she's a very nice person.
But we've not spoken to her since...
And we think now
you
she probably...
You guys are talking like divorcees. Like, no, she's wonderful. It just didn't work out.
I've had plenty
my
of...
lawyers have advised me...
I've had plenty of that, too, this year, so that's all right.
Yeah, so we don't know. So anyway, what did she say about us?
There we
what
go.
Did she did not... say anything directly mean, but there was a kind of a cryptic feeling that something had gone wrong, but I didn't know what it was, and I was like, you know what? I'm out of it. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just tell her.
You got your own stuff to do, Patton.
Exactly.
Your career is doing. You're doing how many gigs a year are you doing when you're out in like the clubs and stuff like that?
I do well. My hiatus weeks are. I don't know when I'm going to get them, so I try to do at least a week a month.
Very good.
And I'm very happy to be back in D.C. because I grew up
in Herndon in Northern Virginia. Sterling, actually, and then Herndon.
Wow. You remember when we were out there and he
congratulations.
Said, we were big fans of his. I mean, he's the funniest
guy
on the show.
I grew up listening to you guys.
And he said that, and we were
and
all
and I do all your old bits. And
right, right.
Remember the day you guys were playing those goofy-ass songs like Snoopy versus Red Baron or Thank God I'm a Country Boy, that you say that was Madonna or something like that. And people would call up and they, could you play Purple People Eater? And you're like, you don't get it, what we're doing. It's like,
yeah. That's, that's back when.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, like, man.
15 years ago.
I would drive, be driving to high school in the morning. And we're like, hey, not a mic.
So, Patton, what do you do in your stand up? Are you dirty? Are you.
You know what? I might as well just say I'm pretty dirty cause just because there's a lot of people that go, it's that nice. It's that fence guy from the TV show, and they come and see me. It's like, oh, this isn't what I, you know, it's not, I wouldn't say that I'm offensive, but I just kind of, let me just put, I'm very relaxed. I'll say that.
You speak as men
can't
speak.
We say that? Yeah.
Yeah, right. You can talk like guys talk.
Is that good enough code?
When are you going to be, on here? Because I want to know what your schedule is.
Tonight, there's a show at 8:30.
Oh, at the improv, Mike.
At the improv?